Around 1 in 20 children and 1 in 50 adults are affected by food allergies. Today, a life-saving online tool was launched to help the hospitality industry better cater for the rise in allergies to food like peanuts, eggs, and fish. Anybody suffering from a food allergy will know the great anxiety it can cause. From forensically examining food packaging to having to repeatedly ask restaurant staff detailed questions about ingredients. The National Allergy Strategy is a free online education program that hopes to reduce the number of hospital admissions and deaths related to food allergies every year. In response to an alarming rise in episodes of anaphylaxis, hospital admissions, and fatalities due to food allergy in Australia, the National Allergy Strategy, a partnership between the Australasian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, will today launch a groundbreaking online training and education program for those working within the food industry to combat the increasing number of people who are having an adverse reaction to food. Associate Professor Richard Lowe, co-chair of the National Allergy Strategy and immunologist, says allergy touches not only children, but adults as well.
1 in 10 children born in Australia right now have one or more food allergies. We're now seeing adults with peanut, egg, milk, and fish allergy.
The online food allergy training program is the first in the world to be free and available for all food services providers. The program contains 5 modules and takes around an hour to complete. It explains potential risks, how cross-contamination can occur in the kitchen, and ways to identify to kitchen staff customers who suffer from food allergies. Associate Professor Richard Logan.
It's an online training. It's free. It's 1 to 1.5 hours, and it gives simple, standardized information all across Australia. There are 5 modules. It's like a customer that comes in and states they've got food allergy, what you put on the menu so that a customer can understand what the risks are, how do you take an order for staff preparing food, how to avoid cross-contamination.
Professor Lowe says the website foodallergytraining.com.au can help the community to know what information to provide before going to a restaurant.
For the community, there is also a sister website where you actually get information on what you need to do before you go to a restaurant, the information you need to provide.
Fatalities from food induced anaphylaxis, which is a serious allergic reaction that can present as an itchy rash, throat or tongue swelling, and shortness of breath, and may cause death, is on the rise. Food-induced anaphylaxis has doubled in the last 10 years, and Alex Herbert, a Sydney chef and food consultant, is keen to address this issue after becoming a mother to a child with severe allergy to both egg and peanuts.
I think the biggest impact is that it can be social, and I think for children that where they've got less control over that, birthday parties, school camps, things like that, that can restrict their engagement to a certain degree.
Alex Herbert also says that not being able to trust the food provider has a limiting impact.
When you're afraid to eat out because you feel you can't trust the source of the food, and you aren't certain that the people handling it really, when you say, they can't have traces, at what point can you trust that they really understand and know what that means that you don't eat out as freely.
Alex Herbert says the new online training launched today helps food service providers learn how they can play a role in reducing hospital admissions for food-induced anaphylaxis.
I think it's fantastic because it's free, it's easy to use, it's accessible. And what it does is it provides food service with very clear explanations of how they can just make a difference and be aware of reducing those risks to their potential customers.
The Australian government provided funding for the consultation and resource development as part of the National Allergy Strategy. Professor Richard Lowe says that legislation already exists, but before enforcing, we need to provide resources. If fatalities continue to increase, authorities are likely to take on a stronger enforcement role.
Fatalities are rare, but it's increasing 7% a year every year for the past 7 years. And if it continues to increase, then it is possible and likely that the authorities will do more enforcing.
Associate Professor Richard Lowe from the National Allergy Strategy ending that report.